Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Haysville City leaders are making a final push to renew a 1% sales tax. The tax has been in place since 2014 and is set to expire in June. City leaders have stressed that this is not a new tax, just a continuation of an already in place tax. Back in November, the renewal of the tax failed by just a single vote. Haysville's Mayor Russ Kessler says that this tax provides many benefits for local residents, and we are pleased to have him with us this evening. Mayor Kessler, thanks for joining us.
Sure, it's great to be here.
Yep. So, Mr. Mayor, the current 1% sales tax generates roughly $1.3 million in revenue. It is evenly split between roads as well as parks and recreation. Is that correct?
Correct, as it is current, yes.
Okay. But if this new version of the sales tax passes, 10% of the sales tax will go towards property tax reduction for Haysville's property owners. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Now, one question some voters may have with whether this is a new sales tax or is going to be permanent, or if this expires in 10 years. Is there any sunset on this tax?
There is no sunset on this question.
So this tax currently, in its form that is set to expire, has a 10-year sunset, but this tax, if passed, would have no sunset.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So what will happen if the sales tax vote fails for a second time? Will you look to raise property taxes, or will you have to cut spending to make up that $1.3 million in revenue?
Well, I would never say we were going to raise taxes or increase the mill levy. But what it would do is potentially slow down any street repair, because the money would not be there in the sales tax, so it would come out of the CIP fund.
So one thought I've heard from folks when they go to more of a sales tax as the option other than a property tax hike is that it catches that transient tax, those taxes of folks visiting Haysville. You know, if I go into Haysville, I live in Southwest Wichita, I occasionally go through Haysville. I stop at, you know, the local gas station, I buy something from inside the gas station. I'm contributing to that sales tax to the city of Haysville, even though I am not a resident of Haysville. Is that kind of an argument that you see succeeding with voters?
Yes, I do. Because a lot of people don't know how many people actually travel through Haysville. So according to the census, from the last census we took, there's a area on there where you can see what the transient is as far as who works in the city or how many people work in the city compared to live outside the city. So for Haysville, it shows roughly 1,900 people live outside of the city but work within the city. So that's a lot of people. And, of course, the school district being the number one employer in the city.
So your hope is to catch kind of that transient money coming into Haysville that may not otherwise be spent in Haysville with this sales tax?
That is correct, yes. Okay.
You know, Russ, it's John Whitmer. You know, a good chunk of my district is Haysville, basically everything south of Grand. And I've been down over the last couple months door knocking in that area. Response, we've been asking, you know, among other questions, we've been asking a little bit about this issue. Response has been, I would say, mixed, about 50-50. Have you been talking to voters as you've been out talking to folks? I'm sure it's an issue that's come up when you're talking to voters. What are you hearing from people when you're out and about in town? What are folks telling you? What kind of feedback are you getting?
For the most part, it has been positive. There has been some people that are against it, and they asked me, they talked to me about it, and I explained to them the reason that we have it, and how much good it has done, and the quality of life that it has brought.
No doubt.
Like I mentioned before, we expect that to bring over $1.3 million a year, and that's a lot of money to go towards street repair and parks. So it definitely helps out with the quality of life in our city.
Well, and when I've talked to voters down there, the one thing, you know, they ask me, and I tell them the one thing that they have to keep in mind is if it goes away, that's a revenue hole that at some point they're going to have to either, look, when you lose revenue, it's just like you have with your personal, with your family budget, you're either going to have to cut some expenses or fill it somehow. And, you know, first off, you're getting a 10% cut in property taxes by virtue of this sales tax vote. Otherwise, at some point, if they have to, they being the city, if the city has to turn around and raise $1.3 million, they're going to have to do that through property taxes. So, you know, that's what I think voters have to consider is, do I want my sales tax to not change or do I want it to be cut marginally and risk property taxes?
And I think if I can add another point is sales tax is something that everybody pays.
Yeah.
Not everybody in Hayesville
owns property, pays
a property tax. So a sales tax is almost the fairest way to collect a tax from everybody. Even though it is a regressive tax, it's also one that everybody pays their fair share on.
The least regressive tax,
yeah.
I wanted to make sure. That's why I called you, Russ, and I wanted to give you the platform to come on, is because I know I've been talking to voters, and I don't think anybody's really confused. I just think I wanted to make sure you had the opportunity, and if you could, you know, if I've got listeners in Hayesville, I know I do. If you would, you know, had a moment to reach out to talk to those listeners, what would you say to them, folks who are worried or concerned or thinking about voting no? What would you say?
Well, this is a continuation, so it is not a new 1% sales tax. So I think a lot of people may have been led that way, or maybe have been misled that way, or just thought that it was an additional sales tax. But it's definitely not a new tax. It's a continuation of the 1% sales tax, and this benefits all of our residents. Even if you own property or not, it will benefit you. I mean, we have just about every park was touched over the last 10 years with new equipment. We've had a couple of new parks put in, the Country Lakes Park over in the Country Lakes Edition, Dorner Park, which is a very large park with a large body of water, a lake. The dog park was put over there. A lot of people have been asking for a dog park. That's where we have our soccer fields at now. It's a big recreation area for residents and even those that are not our residents. Cause I know people from outside the city, you know, use our parks, which is great because we would love to have them come in and utilize our great parks.
Yep.
Talk about other, you know, like other cities currently have a sales tax. Majority of the cities around us, like Goddard has 1%, Mulvane has 1%. Derby currently has a 0.5%, but they'll be going to a 1% come January 1st. And a lot of cities around us also have a 2% sales tax. So, it's some people say, well, I'll just go over to this city to shop. Well, that city more than likely has a sales tax already. So
if residents want to learn more about the new version of the sales tax, city leaders are holding two informational hearing sessions, April 15th and April 22nd, 6:30 p.m. at 200 West Grand in Hayesville. Is that correct?
That is correct. It'll be in the police. It'll be in the courtroom over at the police building.
Perfect. Well, Mr. Mayor, it's an honor to be discussing this with you tonight. I look forward to seeing your brother, State Representative Tom Kessler, tomorrow. Great guy up there, and you're doing great work in Hayesville. So thank you for joining this evening. If folks want more information, they can also reach out to you online at Hayesville/KS.com. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct. We also have a website set up just for this as well, which is www.HaysvilleSalesTax.com. And they can learn a lot of information on that website as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking your time out of this Easter Sunday to discuss the sales tax with us, Russ, and I hope you have a blessed night, sir.
You too. Thank you, and happy Easter to you.
You, sir.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.